relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
With every ounce of heart and might and sweat and soul, we're going to keep making America great again. And then we will indeed keep America great. And that is why tonight I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States. Thank you.
Those were the words of the 45th President of the United States yesterday at the Amway Arena in Orlando. My producer and I, Mr. G. Jeff, we were in the pit right in front of the president. We had press passes, but we couldn't wait to escape from the press pen and be amongst the American people. It was an incredible evening. And that official announcement that the president is launching his re-election campaign was saved for the end. And let me tell you, I've done a lot of things in my life that are loud. I've taken the muffler off my V8 engine. Bad idea. I've gone to a lot of gun ranges. Last night was the loudest I have ever heard human beings be. On multiple occasions, my eardrums were strained. It was electric. The building was fueled by a passion for this country, for the principles of this country, for the love of this country. And it tells you that you cannot believe what I call the fake news industrial complex that would have you believe that any one of the leading candidates of the Democrat Party are in fact capable of defeating this president right now. Polls. Who believes in polls anymore? I don't. As a reminder, what did the polls tell us on November the 8th, 2016? They told us that Hillary Clinton, with a more than 90% certitude, would become the president. She did not. What better place to recount to you the events of yesterday and to analyze the 502 days left in the campaign? Can you believe 502 days left? Then to be where we are today. We are in the mothership of the conservative movement. I am so excited to be invited by Kate Coles James, the president of the Heritage Foundation, and in front of a live audience. We are broadcasting all 3 hours of America First from the beautiful headquarters of the Heritage Foundation. We have incredible guests from the Heritage Foundation will be joining us all through the show, and also the senior White House correspondent for the One American News, who interviewed me last night from the Orlando Stadium, will be with us for our next segment. But first, I must share with you a couple of personal stories. I wanted to get out of the press pen And with some help from the campaign staff, we did so. And we mingled amongst the American people. Lots of selfies were taken, allegedly. The news coverage also caught us in the crowd. We were on TV screens across the nation. But there's two people I want to introduce you to. One was, I'll just call her Christina. And she came up to me as I was on the floor of the stadium in a wonderful shirt that she afterwards admitted she had made herself, which said, Nurses for Trump. It was red, white, and blue. This lady, professional nurse, had just come off a 12-hour night shift, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., had come straight to the Amway Stadium in the Orlando heat at 8 a.m. and waited for the president for the next 12 hours. This woman regaled me with stories about how it's tough to be a supporter of the president in her industry. 8 years of her colleagues being able to walk around with Obama shirts, Obama hats, nary a word was said, you were congratulated. But if you say anything about this president, you could pay a penalty. But this woman is prepared to push back in her resplendent shirt, and she had a Fox News hat on as well. She was prepared to say, this is our time. The speech, we have incredible cuts from the speech, was 95% positive about what has been achieved and what will be achieved. But when it comes to the 2020 elections, there was a dark moment. And that dark moment came when the president shared with us what could happen if the left wins. And it's a very simple summary. It doesn't matter what issue is of greatest import to you. Is it the economy? Is it paying less taxes? Is it seeing your business flourish? Is it feeling safe? Is it securing the border? Is it being in control of your health care? Is it freedom of speech, not just for you, but for your children on university campuses, in high schools? It doesn't matter what the issue is. Pro-life. Pick one. On every single issue of import to Americans, we are threatened. And just think about the Supreme Court as a defining moment. For those who criticize for me, I just came from a congressional event just before I came to Heritage. When anybody ever says to me, oh, but what about his tweets? I tend to get a little bit angry. Tweets? Let me talk to you about tweets. Let's put your problems with his tweets on one side of a scale. You know those old scales, the real ones with the two pans? Let's put the president's social media style on one pan, and on the other, Neil Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh. Now talk to me about social media. As my friend Hugh Hewitt says, we have, whatever the issue is, we have dispositive proof. I learned the word dispositive from Hugh. He has a great vocabulary. Dispositive proof that the president is a true conservative. Just because Neil Gorsuch and Associate Justice Kavanaugh are on the Supreme Court bench. Don't talk to me about social media. Talk to me about the Supreme Court and what would have happened if somebody else had become the 45th president. The second story, one I will hope to do justice to. We were waiting for an Uber. Don't try and wait for an Uber when 50,000 people are trying to leave a stadium. And for 10 blocks, the roads have been cut off. It took a long time. We ended up in a part of Orlando that we were told we shouldn't be in. And a colored officer came to us from his patrol car, which was sitting at the intersection. And he said, let me walk you to your pickup point. You don't want to be here alone. I said, thank you, officer. And in that short walk, I'll call him Officer David. I saw America, the best of America. This man escaped Haiti at the age of 11. His parents came first, then they saved money to bring his sister, his brother, and then finally him. And he said to me, he recognized me, and he said, If anybody complains to me about this country, I have no time for them. And he summarized his attitude thusly. And I think my audience at the Heritage Foundation, which is being very well behaved, can appreciate what Officer Dan said to me. I would rather go back to Haiti than vote Democrat. I think that's a pretty good endorsement of the United States of America. God bless you, Officer Daniel. Keep doing what you do quietly, because he too has to be very cautious about his free speech. His free speech as an American who has been serving this nation for 20 years in uniform, born in Haiti. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Those are just two stories from last night. We have many, many more to share and great audio from the people we spoke to. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast across the nation, more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms to include the iTunes podcast app and broadcasting live video and audio at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Next, we have Emerald Robinson, Senior Chief White House Correspondent for the One American News Network. Don't touch that dial.
This is not CNN.
Have you requested your free white paper from Midas Gold Group on the 10 imminent threats to your finances? If not, I urge you, do it now. This report outlines shocking financial threats to your money and retirement investments, like the threat of our outdated electrical grid. As a national security advisor, I saw just how vulnerable our grid is to an attack. When the grid goes down, you can't access bank accounts, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, or bonds. This important white paper also covers ballooning national and corporate debt, the rise of China as an economic superpower, talks of eliminating cash, and the fractional reserve banking system. Call now for this white paper free to America First radio listeners. Call Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the preferred metals dealer of military veterans rated A-plus with the BBB. Call now, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fired.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's no more tank.
Yep, even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. In addition to radio, I have spent years, actually decades, in a classroom teaching the Torah. The class was called Dennis Teaches the Torah. I took all 5 books and explained fascinating details that most people had not seen before. Every lecture, every class, for every book was recorded over 250 hours, and it was made available to the public. In the Prager store, you can now buy the complete Torah teachings. You'll hear and learn what the students in the classroom heard and learned. You can listen on your phone, iPad, laptop. To celebrate the release of the new volume of the Rational Bible, Genesis, the Prager store is offering all of my Torah teachings for 50% off and giving away a free autographed copy of the new book. Go to PragerStore.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Think about Hitler. Would you say that that person is allowed, or let's put it this way. If you could look back on in history, would you say, well, I'm so glad that that person was allowed a platform so that they could spread their hate and propaganda and lies? Or would you say it probably wasn't the right thing to do to spread that because you knew in the moment that that was a bad person and they were doing bad things? Not only were they hurting people, they were killing people.
That was CNN. That was, I think, is it Tucker Carlson calls him Don Lemon? That was Don Lemon talking about the event that I was at last night with a few tens of thousands of my closest friends and comparing that rally for the 45th president's re-election campaign to a Hitler rally. I'm going to hold myself back. And I'm going to ask another witness who was with us in the Amway Arena. She is the chief White House correspondent for the One America Network. She's Emerald Robinson. Follow her right now, please, on Twitter, at Emerald Robinson and at OANN. Emerald, did you feel as if you were at a Nuremberg fascist rally last night? Mic's on, please, for Emerald.
You should have. I mean, that's a good question for the crowd that had lots of multi-ethnic people. I was actually very surprised in Orlando. It was quite a diverse crowd. And no,
I mean, I looked at one point, I decided to look around. We had not just diverse ethnic groups and professional groups, age groups.
All ages. Yeah.
It wasn't your average kind of, you know, hardcore political rally, slightly older. All ages.
All ages. Young. There were children, there were teenagers, all the way up to our eldest members, and people were, and what was also really interesting about it, because of how his rallies are, especially this one, they had 45 fests, so it was a carnival set up with a band, and there was lots of celebration and interaction, and people were really interacting with one another. They would just walk up to one another and talk about what they're interested in or what's important to them, and then they would engage us in the media, and there was this conversation that I haven't even gotten to see at other rallies. It was very interesting. It was not like
a Nazi rally in Nuremberg then.
Well, I haven't been to a Nazi rally in Nuremberg.
Using your imagination.
No, not at all. But that's something we keep consistently seeing. We saw it with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez lately, trying to liken the president to Hitler, calling the immigration situation and the efforts of the administration likening to concentration camps, which has greatly come back on her in a big way. A lot of members of the Jewish community really have lashed out at her for saying that, because it does desecrate the memory and it does create a problem.
But you are a media professional. You are a chief White House correspondent. Don Lemon allegedly works in the media. How do you respond to this?
Well, you respond with the truth.
Right.
And you answer it back. I think I get that question most often is, what do you do when you hear your colleagues saying this, or how do you talk about it in your news? And we just give the truth.
Right.
And of course we do reference what other people say, and then we give the perspective of what is actually right and what is actually true.
Let's talk about the truth. One of the most touching, it was a fascinating evening from Lara Trump first, then Eric Trump, then Don Jr. really warmed up the crowd. If that man doesn't run for office soon, then I'm going to eat my hat. I'll eat many hats if Donald Trump Jr. doesn't become a politician.
And or at least then, a talk show host.
Sorry?
Or at least a host of a show.
That's a good start. I like that idea. We'll have him guest host our show once or twice. He was a guest on the show yesterday that we broadcast from Orlando. Then we had Don Jr., and then we had the vice president, and then the vice president introduced the first lady. It is hard. I think, who said it today? Rush Limbaugh said it on his show. It takes a brave lady to pull off yellow, and she pulled off yellow, didn't she?
It was amazing.
I don't usually give a lot of fashion advice, but my, oh my, she pulled off that yellow dress, didn't she, Emerald?
Well, and the way that she came out, and she was in that yellow, and of course it's a stadium. It's an arena full of thousands of people, and I thought it was, I don't usually talk fashion, believe it or not.
Go ahead.
I'm really not much of a fashion girl, and I don't know who designers are, but it was really an amazing choice because it allowed her to be so visible to even the people who really came to see her. And they're in the nosebleed sections. You know they really weren't able to see that much.
The whole stadium, I mean, all the way up to the stratosphere where the clowns were full. There were people right at the top.
And in that yellow, she just stood out and she glowed, which, you know, she glows anyway. But it was a great choice. I wouldn't have expected the yellow, but it was a beautiful choice.
And then the president began to talk. For me, one of the most touching moments that I wanted to get your opinion on was when the president called up Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Wasn't that emotional?
It really was. It's hard to almost describe that moment. Actually, my father-in-law sent me a text because he was watching it on television. He said, "Wow, what about that?" It even translated across the television airwaves. He said, "I feel like that's such a memorable moment that we'll talk about later because clearly she's going to have a bright future. I've gotten to work with Sarah now for over a year. And she is a very impressive person. And she's definitely taken on a role that is very difficult and one of the most difficult climates that we've been in, and she's been able to do it and handle it with grace." And that was just I was really surprised at, again, it's hard to describe in words the energy you felt from that.
All night though. I mean, let me just give you one example. I don't know if you noticed, because you were busy, you were working. They had a great slot in the media pen. My producer, Jeff, noticed we were 40 minutes into the president's speech. It was an hour and 20-minute speech. 40 minutes in. And everyone in the stadium was still standing.
Yeah.
The grandmothers were standing. Yeah. Remarkable. And then Don Lemon thinks it's a bunch of Nazis.
And you're saying 2 hours in, 40 minutes in, but you have to remember these people have also been standing all day waiting to get in there. I arrived at 7 a.m. and people were lined up around the corner. They stood there in the rain. They stood there in the heat. And then to have that much excitement by the time the rally came was pretty amazing.
All right, let's get serious for a second. We've got a minute and a half left with Emerald Robinson of the One America News Network. We've seen a crazy 2.5 years in the media. We've got 502 days left in the campaign only. Do you expect an improvement, or do you expect that it's going to get worse in terms of bias in the media covering this administration, Emma Robinson?
Worse.
Really?
Yes.
Though there's no self-appreciation. There's no, we got it wrong, guys. Mueller wasn't going to have Donald Trump, walked into a federal court in an orange jumpsuit. They're going to double down, Emerald?
Well, they already have. So that defining moment was after the Mueller report came out. That was the opportunity to
reflect.
Say, okay, we missed the mark on this. There was a lot of wrong reporting, misrepresentation. Let's start clean. Let's look at this going forward as giving it a straight news. And there was an interesting couple of days where there was people, they weren't really sure what to do. And I've said this before on your show, there was like the stages of grief. It's kind of what we saw.
In the media.
And then watch them go with a different. And then it was just, no, we're right, and we're going to continue on this path. So I don't expect, if it didn't change then, it's not going to change now.
Well, that means we have to be all the more committed to the truth. And I think, isn't there a job available in the White House related to press? I think there is. I think Emerald Robinson could be a fabulous candidate. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast from ReliefFactor.com, mobile studios at the Heritage Foundation, the mothership of the conservative movement, back with none other than James Carafano, Mr. National Security here at Heritage.
Twitter.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on over to Patriot Mobile. Come on over from Big Mobile. You have no idea the sorts of groups that Big Mobile supports every day. Groups on the hard left. But veteran-led Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative cell phone company. At Patriot Mobile, a portion of your bill supports religious liberty, immigration reform and border security, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment. Put your money where your heart is. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. Join thousands of members already saving money. You'll get some super reliable nationwide service and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, come on over today and support your own values. But listen, for a limited time, Patriot Mobile is offering a free month of service on all new lines. Come on over to Patriot Mobile to take advantage of this limited time offer. Visit patriotmobile.com and use the promo code COMEONOVER. Again, that's patriotmobile.com, promo code COMEONOVER for a free month of service on all new lines, only for a limited time. Veteran-led patriotmobile.com. Come on over today.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Keep mentioning, you know, there was a lot of corruption on the other side. But, you know, the simplest thing, they get a subpoena from the United States Congress, and they decide that they're not going to give it. So, Lindsey Graham, they delete and they acid wash, which is very expensive. Nobody does it. They acid wash those emails. Never to be seen again. But we may find them somewhere deep in the State Department. We may.
That was the president last night in the Amway Stadium for the launch of his 2020 re-election campaign. We are broadcasting from the very apropos Heritage Foundation, the center of the conservative movement, with a live audience who I've been instructed by my producer are allowed to be noisy and allowed to clap. So thank you, guys, and thank you for your support for this amazing institution and for the work of Kate Coles-James and her team. One of the key team members, a friend of mine for years, is none other than James Carafano, Mr. National Security. Did you watch the rally last night?
No, I was teaching last night. I work for a living.
Okay.
Yeah, and the live audience thing, this is more people than showed up for my wedding. This is awesome.
Well, it's definitely more people than showed up for any Eric Swalwell event. I think by factors of 10. What was it the NRA said when they tweeted out? 18 people showed up to Eric Swalwell's protest at the NRA, and what? Maybe 16 of them were staffers. So welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us today, being so well-behaved. But now you can be raucous and no spitballs, though. No spitballs. Last night, there was that key moment we just played the audio from where he actually looked at Lindsey Graham, who was there in the VIP, said, "You know, we might find those emails, Lindsey, as basement of the State Department." Can comments like that from a commander-in-chief have national security ramifications or political ramifications, the real world, James Carafano?
No, you know, the president's a really unconventional statesman, right?
Understatement of the century,
but,
yes.
But, you know, I think the world's kind of woken up to it. And people realize two things, which, you know, I think we learned, you know, we worked on the transition team and watched the administration grow and everything. And he is actually an incredibly, and you know this because you work with him, he is an incredibly serious person, right?
Yes.
But because he has this larger kind of outside persona, people think that's kind of it. And underneath, there is a guy pushing the button, right? And the trick with Trump is to get underneath and see the guy pushing the buttons, and then you can make sense of all this, right? You know, sometimes it's, you know, cop and good cop, bad cop kind of deal, and sometimes other thing. But this man really knows what he's doing. You know, we had a great example of that going on now in the Persian Gulf, where the Iranians are just distraught at how to push back against Trump. And people are frustrated because the administration actually responded. You know, in contrast, for example, you remember Ukraine, right? And the Ukrainians swept in, and the Russians swept in. They did this thing in the ports in Crimea. Our bad. We knew for months that the Russians were going to do that,
prepping it, and
we didn't do anything. Right. And then we were like, you know, deer in the headlights. This time, because this president not only is smart guy, he learns. We knew that the Iranians were going to try something. The president announced it to the world. He prepositioned assets in the region. We're set. The Iranians are already checkmated, and everybody's stunned.
So you mean drawing red lines and then doing nothing is a bad idea strategically, James Carafano?
It depends. I mean, I think red lines are cool. And could they use them on basketball cards? They work fine.
You've got a sense of humor, too.
No, not really. I have a serious business here, you know. Anyway.
But let's go back to this comment. Let's go back to this comment.
President.
Was he having fun last night?
Oh, come on. You know, you probably heard this story, right? He goes to the speech. He's giving the speech, and everybody's sitting there, and he goes, "Nobody's listening to the speech." And then he just starts saying, you know, "Lock him up." You know, everybody starts cheering, right? You know, build a wall. Everybody's happy.
I have to tell you guys, because I've seen it. I've watched. You know, the toughest job outside of being the president is, because I've watched this guy at work in the Rose Garden. It's the kid who has the big knob that runs the teleprompter, right? Because he's got the screen and he's controlling the text for the president, making sure that the president is seeing that bit of the speech that he has to say next. And this president, I mean, he goes off speech for most of the staff. And then the guy, oh, is he going to come back now? Do I do it? Slow it down. I mean, that's a tough job. Yesterday, most of the really epic things he said had nothing to do with his prepared speech.
Serious thing, he does this because he is a genuine person. And he goes there, and they want to see the person they elected.
Right.
Who is in your face, this is who I am. And he does that to remind them that he has not changed since he came to Washington.
This is incredibly important. And we're going to talk more about this with James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. I shared this with my audience before we started the show. It's the connection, the authenticity. This is what Ronald Reagan had. It's what Donald Trump has. We will continue this discussion with James Carafano. We are at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the relieffactor.com. Mobile Studios. Relief Factor, the supplement all natural that attacks pain at source. I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade, 9 years. Every time I went to mass on Sunday, I'd kneel down and it would flare up. Couldn't kneel comfortably. When I launched this show, I was offered this incredible supplement from Seth and Pete Talbot, totally natural omega-3 fish oils, resveratrol, curcumin. Within 2 weeks, my lower back pain issue was gone and has yet to come back. We have tens of thousands of our listeners who are taking Relief Factor. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. Is your liberation from pain worth $20? Go to relieffactor.com right now. Order the three-week quick starter pack, relieffactor.com. You should be the next success story. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are at the Heritage Foundation. Our number, we're gonna test technology. Our number is 1-833-334-6752. If you want to call us here at America First.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And we are back testing the limits of technology, broadcasting from the Heritage Foundation headquarters inside the swamp that is Washington, D.C. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, talking to those who are in the audience, my friends here on the microphone, about yesterday's incredible rally and the fact that everything is on the line. It doesn't matter what it is. Second Amendment, First Amendment, immigration reform, but perhaps most important of all, health care. If you can't control your own health care, everything else is just secondary. That's why I urge you, if you're over the age of 50 and you want to maintain control of your health care, go to GorkaForAMAC.com. Join the American Association for Mature American Citizens.com. They fight for your rights. They're not going to allow the Medicare for All plan that the Democrats wish to nationalize your health care with to come to fruition. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That number for that membership is 855-624-4824. 855-624-4824. More than 1.5 million Americans have already joined. We are back with Mr. National Security, the Vice President here at the Heritage Foundation, James Carafano. Big news in the last 24 hours. The acting or the nominated Secretary of Defense, Mr. Shanahan, has withdrawn his nomination. The media, the mainstream quote-unquote media, has been trying to spin this as another failure for the Trump administration. How should we look at this objectively, James?
Well, you know, it is important that we have a SecDef. You look at the Constitution, and the first lines in there are provide for the common defense. And, you know, everything else is, you know, we try to do this, and we ought to try to help out on that. But the government's job is to provide for the common defense. Secretary of Defense is key for that. A lot of us has argued we need a permanent secretary in there. I got to be honest with you. I'm actually excited. I think Mark Esper is the Secretary of the Army. He's going to be the acting Secretary of Defense. He is an extraordinary leader. I got to be honest. I think we traded up, not just because he's a West Point grad, but he's a West Point grad. You know,
I think James may have gone to West Point.
No. So this is the first. I think this is the first time in history when we have a Secretary of Defense and a Secretary of State who are both West Point graduates.
Really?
At the same time. I think that's right.
Yeah, and Mike Pompeo, of course, first in his class at West Point.
Right. Yeah, and we did have two West Point presidents. You know, Grant and that other guy, Eisenhower. So, my school's batting average is pretty good. But anyway, all that aside, Mark is a really, really great leader. His battle buddy,
What do we need to know about him? Why are you excited?
Well, he's a combat veteran. He's a war veteran. Wow. Military experience. He also has experience in industry, so he actually knows the guys that bend the metal that make stuff for the militaries. He worked at a think tank. I can't remember which one.
Was it the Mothership of Conservatism?
It was the Heritage Foundation. So he's worked at the Heritage Foundation.
A little bit of bias there.
He's a strong conservative. He's he is a very thoughtful, serious leader. When we see what we've done in the Army the last 2 years, it's really been remarkable. His battle buddy is General Milley, is the Army Chief of Staff.
Going to be
the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
That's great news.
So having Milley and Esper together, I actually think is powerful. John Bolton, we have a spectacular national security advisor. We have an absolutely terrific Secretary of State. I think
you're excited.
It's not just the strongest team that we've seen into this president. It's maybe the strongest team we've seen in a long time.
Okay, given that, if we've got all the pieces in place, this great team coming together, what would a second term? The campaign was launched yesterday. What would the defense policy, national security policy, look like in a second Trump term? Any innovations you're expecting, James Carafano?
Yeah, I already wrote that paper. Right,
what a great segue.
How did you know? You go to
My audience is listening. Give us the praise.
You go to heritage.org, right, and we just published this paper. It's called National Security Strategy for 2020 and Beyond. So what we did is we looked at the Trump's national security strategy from the first administration. It's a document that by Congress are required to write, explain what we're going to do. Trump's is actually a real strategy. It was worked with H.R. McMaster, Nadia Shadlow.
Nadia Shadlow, I was in the meetings for that. It is the first national security strategy of the United States that deserves the name national strategy for about 30 years.
Absolutely.
I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It is an actual national security strategy.
Absolutely true. It's a real blueprint. And so what we analyzed is what have we done since that paper was published? And the administration has actually followed that blueprint. And then we said, okay, how do we build on this the next 2 years? How do we continue to push back on Iran? How do we continue to deal with Russia? How do we continue to deal with China? And some of the things in there are, you know, how do we make those next steps? So big one coming up, Pompeo is going to India. President will probably be going to India. It's an incredibly important strategic relationship in the Indo-Pacific. So how do we take that to the next level? So I'm very excited about the work we did. I am very confident that in many of the ideas that we did at Heritage, we saw those in the first term. I'm really confident we're going to see a lot of those great ideas in the second term.
So taking what's worked in the first term
and building on that,
building on it and taking it into new regions,
which we've never done. Like under Obama, you know, the first 2 years of Obama were really Bush light.
But wasn't there supposed to be some Pacific pivot?
And then
what happened?
And then it was like, you know, the Olympics, it was all downhill. Right. And then, so this is the first presidency where we had a president have a successful first 4 years. And if Americans think they're going to give him a chance to build on that for the second 4 years, haven't seen this since Eisenhower.
So what is the name of that website where we can read your analysis for the second term of Donald Trump?
What's really cool is all of Heritage Research is on the website, heritage.org. And so you can find anything, right? You just type in Heritage and whatever in Google and boom, that Heritage paper will probably pop up for you. I'm really proud of the analytical team that worked on that. We have just great research. I mean, as you know, on defense, we have a senior retired military officer from every service. So if you add up the collective military years of operational experience at the Heritage Foundation, it's like 150 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost as old as you are.
Can we ask how many years are John Carafano's contribution to that?
Very, very small. So I was in the Army for 25 years. So, you know, I maybe pulled down 20% of the time. But
all right, let's have a warm round of applause for Mr. National Security
Thank you,
my Heritage
friends.
Foundation.
You, it was an awesome show. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Just a great show. Seriously, everybody out there, go to heritage.org for his paper and anything you need to know about what the conservative movement needs to do next, especially the mandate for leadership document that the Heritage Foundation prepared for this administration. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We will be taking your calls here on 1-833-334-6752. But first, how's your energy level? How do you feel? Do you have enough energy? Are you eating enough of your broccoli, your fruits and vegetables? I doubt it. Who likes their broccoli? If you're not eating enough of them, try Balance of Nature. It's not like any other artificial supplement or vitamin. It's made from the vital nutrients of 100% whole food plants and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature is not like any other supplement. 10 servings in each one of those capsules of, how about this, 31 different fruits and vegetables. Have you ever eaten 31 different fruits and vegetables on one plate? I haven't, but I've taken a capsule and it makes me feel great. People who take Balance of Nature feel as if they have more energy and they even look better. Experience the Balance of Nature difference yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. But you've got to use my secret code. It's G-O-R-K-A. Go to balanceofnature.com or call this super easy number, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Back with America First next.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at relieffactor.com.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi! Did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi! You have high cholesterol! Hi! You're fired!
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi! There's no more tape!
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
There's one person who cannot be with us today for good reason, but we need to recognize her. She has done absolutely incredible things through her whole career, working in multiple administrations, but we're most excited because she is the president today of the Heritage Foundation. She's Kay Cole James. Let's hear it for Kay! We love audience participation. I am at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you, Kay. If you're listening, we're waving at you right now. I polled the audience. What the questions they want to have me tackle in the last few minutes of the first hour. I'm going to wrap them up into one. It's what's it going to take back the House? How do we maintain or increase success for the president in the Rust Belt? And what is it going to take to, what was it, the intersectional left? Who's going to be the intersectional left's victor of the Democrat debates? I'm going to try and tackle them with one answer. It's very easy. 2020 is the combination of getting two things done. If we do those two things, then we vouchsafe the Republic for another 4 years and the Make America Great Again agenda, which as of yesterday, did you notice, is now the CAG agenda. Finally, it is the Keep America Great. So you've got to buy another hat now. We've gone from MAGA to CAG. It's the following. Number one, we have to convince those who are undecided, perhaps apolitical, with a very simple question. What do you think of the last 2 years? Do you like paying less taxes? Do you like ISIS's caliphate being destroyed? Do you like the fact that the wall's being built? Do you like the fact that we have the lowest unemployment for women, for Hispanics, for black Americans since record keeping began? If you like that, how about 4 more years? It's not a very complicated messaging task. That's the first question. But the second one is the tricky one. 2020 is really, because look, the record is on the table. The Heritage Foundation said in its first year, the president has achieved 62% of the 300 plus conservative policy recommendations in the Mandate for Leadership book that they had published. That's a pretty good record after your second year in the White House. No, your second term in the White House, let alone your second year. So what do we have to do? The facts are on the table. We actually have to have people turn out and vote. Unlike 2018, the president nailed it. He said, we're going to be lackadaisical, we're going to sit at home, we're going to take things for granted. We have to mobilize. Why? Because the left is traditionally mobilizing based upon their collective ideology. Everybody listening out there, if you're happy about what has been done so far, I beg you, as a personal request, take 5 people to the polling stations with you who would otherwise not vote. Spread the good news. Push back on the lies. That's why this show exists. America First is being brought to you to push back on the political correctness and to win the culture war. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of the latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. We are on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from relieffactor.com, mobile studios at the Heritage Foundation. Don't touch that dial.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.